need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Welcome and great to have your company this afternoon. Well, here we are in December. The silly season is truly upon us. So forget it all. Take 25. Sit down, relax, put your feet up and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
To pick with you right now. We are now, and I can actually say it, in the Christmas season. I haven't been able to say the C word. And we start the show, and it's not even a Christmas song. come now. We can actually play a Christmas song because it is Christmas season.
Oh, God, I'm still feeling the Christmas Grinch, but okay. I'll take it on board. Let's just kind of wave to our producer and get him to put on a song. Here we go, just for you, Kim.
It blows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, why don't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history, you'll go down in history.
Oh my God, you should have said, for our listeners out there, you should have seen Kim bopping away in the studio here, all excited.
It reminds me of my children when they were little and they used to sing that song, Rudolph, oh, so cute. Other memories.
Oh, look, there we go. I'm not in the black books anymore.
No, you're officially able to say the C word now.
Yes, perfect.
And so, the silly season, yes, it is certainly upon us. Christmas is here, pretty much. So what are your plans? Do you have any plans for Christmas? Have you started? Are you on the ball? Are you organized?
Oh, good question. Actually, I don't know. There you go.
Well, no. I'll be honest, I'm not organised at all.
Actually, no, to be fair, we're going to have a quiet Christmas this year because we have cousins coming over from Holland on the 30th of December.
Exciting.
So we're all going to get together when they come over at that time. So the actual, our Christmas day, I think Jeff and I might just hibernate.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
If you can, that's great.
But what I have done... is I have made my Christmas cake, but I made that about 6 weeks or so ago.
Good grief, you're onto it.
I know. Well, it's a special one that has to be soaked, you know, drizzled and brandy.
Soaked in brandy for a few
stuff
months,
like that. Yeah. So that is done. And I have ordered my ham.
Well done.
Because we like ham for our Christmas.
Yes.
So that's it. That's how organised I am.
Well, you're more organised than I am because I have my head in the sand at the moment. It's just seems to get crazier and crazier every time you get to, you know, closer to the Christmas season. And we've decided we're actually going to go camping for Christmas.
Oh, wow. Yep.
So we love going camping, and we normally go probably this sort of 28th, 29th of December. And this year we thought, let's go earlier. So we're going to actually head off and have a Christmas, first time Christmas in the campground. So that's going to be interesting.
Wow. So you're going to have to be quite organised with all your food if you're going to have more of a Christmassy.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do that because the campground we go to has no power.
Okay. Gas.
We don't have gas. No.
So what are you thinking then of making food? Are you going to have, obviously you'll make Christmas Day a little bit special.
Oh, yeah. We'll probably get sort of little Christmas decorations, you know, hats and crackers and stuff like that. But more than likely just have a barbecue. I'll just get some meat or something that, because we take a good few cooler boxes, and I've become an absolute pro at keeping our food cool with ice and newspaper.
Do you know what I think, and I don't know if I might actually be talking totally a whole lot of dribble here, but can you not get those cooler boxes now that have the little solar panels on so it keeps them cold and powered. Am I?
I haven't seen any, but that would be fantastic.
Because I know the other thing is you can plug them into your car.
Yes, yeah.
To keep them cool.
Yeah, no, we don't have those. We've got just the genuine old chili bins.
Yeah, well, what I used to do, and you probably do the same, I used to just buy bags of ice. Mm. Once the first lot had gone, I'd just go down the road and buy a bag of ice and just pop it back in.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you could use the ice as well.
Yeah. So that's what we do as well. My mum taught me, actually, because where they lived, they didn't really have great supermarkets, so she used to have to drive and do a monthly shop, and you can imagine the monthly shop was enormous, and she used to put all her frozen food into chili bins,
right?
And it was a 2-3 hour drive back, so she used to put line the bottom of the cooler box with newspaper, put all the cold food and whatever she needed in the chili bin with a few of those little chili blocks that you got, and then she'd cover the top of it with newspaper again.
Oh, okay.
And then close
it,
the lid.
A bit more insulated.
And it just insulates it. And it's amazing how long the stuff lasts.
That's a really good idea, actually. Yeah.
So that's what we'll do. I'll have to try and see. Ham, I can't get a big ham because it just won't keep for too long. But in saying that, you know, when you're on the beach and you're wanting a lunch, there's nothing better than just cutting up some ham and putting it on a sandwich. So,
you could
find a small one, maybe.
Yeah, or you could cut it up a little bit beforehand, so it's a bit more manageable.
Yes,
And that one that you're not opening so much that it can stay.
Do you do the ham where you put it in the sack? And you keep it...
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Because otherwise it dries out.
We do get a bit sick of it after a while, though. And then whatever's left. Like, we're great big pigs, really, because I buy a big half a ham, for two of us.
Oh,
like,
God.
I mean, hello.
That would last
you
for friggin' ever.
Exactly. So you can imagine we get quite sick of that. But what I do is... we actually cut up ham steaks off them and freeze them for a little bit later.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And because it's a nice ham.
Yeah.
So will you be fishing then? Would you have fresh fish maybe for...
No, my boys aren't very big fishermen and I'm not a big fisher girl. So no, not too much of the fresh fish. But we do, we take a bit of meat. But it's amazing that the meals that you can get out of stuff, veggies, cucumber, tomatoes, that type of thing.
Yeah, nice fresh salad.
And those 2-minute noodles. I never eat the stuff. However, when you go camping and you make up a 2-minute noodles, you add cut up or diced cucumber, tomato, cheese, capsicum, whatever you've got, and you add it all to the 2-minute noodles, and it makes a fantastic meal. So we've had guests...
Hank, just back up a bit here.
Hot or cold?
Warm. Oh, cucumber in a warm salad.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So the 2-minute noodles, obviously, are warm. And then you mix in all the stuff, and people have gone, oh my gosh, this is a camping meal. This is amazing. So, yeah. And you'll be amazed at what you can think of to do with just sort of one pot and one pan.
Yeah.
Really, because that's all we sort of take. So,
well, there you go. Now, of course, there's got to be some sweets on Christmas Day.
Oh, yes. That goes without saying.
So let's think camping and Christmas sweets. Desserty things.
That's a good question, actually. I think, you see, there's no microwave or anything. I haven't really thought that through. Maybe a cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course, cake, the Christmas cake will stay for years anyway.
Yeah, and just
one of those pavlovas. Are you a pavlova person?
Yes, I love pavlova.
I can actually make pavlova, would you believe it? I mean, I am not a cook, but I can make pavlova.
Wow. I haven't even tried, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
And I make them now, rather than a big fat pavlova, I make them up into enough for one each. So I make the whole pavlova mix, but then rather than spreading out, just put it
little
into,
ones. Oh, yeah. That's very clever, actually.
And they still come out with a nice marshmallowy bit in the middle.
Yes.
And
my mum was absolutely queen at making meringues. I must say I haven't actually tried. I'm going to have to maybe try with our girls this holiday.
And will you be anywhere near strawberry farms or anything? Strawberry gardens?
Well, we're up north, so it's in between Waipu and Ruakaka.
Yeah, you might find some strawberries up there. Yeah,
might do. So, yeah, strawberries and chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, drizzled. Oh, that's always an option. We certainly never starve, that's for sure. And fortunately, Waipu is probably another 10-15 minute drive from the campsite. So we're not completely rural. So if we do run out of things, we can pop into Waipu, but we try not to.
And of course, because you are not driving, sitting on the beach there under the trees, bottle of bubbles to go with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That goes without saying. The bubbles for Christmas Day. I'm not a big bubble girl, but Christmas Day, yeah, we'll have some bubbles and the girls. And actually what's really nice is you pop a strawberry in your bubble.
Yes.
That's always good.
It's very nice. And that strawberry gets quite drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you eat it at the end.
You eat it at the end.
And you have a nice little drunken strawberry. Yeah. We're just going to leave you with that thought. We're back with a Christmas song.
It was Christmas Eve, babe. Drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, years for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. Queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
I'm really in your good books now. That's two Christmas songs
in one session. What?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Maybe we'll even end on one.
Oh, you are doing yourself today.
For our listeners out there, if you've just joined us, Kim's been telling me off because it is now December and we can mention Christmas as much as we want.
And we will be.
Shopping. Now, we've only got a few minutes left because, as normal, we dribble on and on and on and time just flies. Christmas shopping, presents. What type of present? Are you kind of a big present thing or is this?
Yeah. No, not this year. This year we've taken the family away next year for a cruise. So that's sort of the early Christmas present. So this year it is more small gifts. You know, it's just the thought. I mean, we're going to go camping, so I'm not going to be dragging those. You know, and particularly we're not getting any electrical goods or anything like that this year, so we'll be leaving that at home. So yeah, it's just really just small thoughts, and it's more about the memories we're making and the time we're spending together this Christmas, not so much about the gifts.
I think we all should be like that. I've given away presents long ago. I've just found it becomes so materialistic. There is so much pressure I see on parents to buy bigger and bigger, and I just think it's an absolute waste of money in a marketer's dream.
Yeah. People forget what Christmas is about then.
God, there's my Christmas Grinch coming out.
And you're starting to tick me too. It's starting to affect me. No.
Yeah.
You know, it's more to do with the memories you're making and the time you're spending with people that are close to you, not the gifts you're giving. And I think, yeah, you're right. People have so much pressure on them to provide these massive gifts.
Yeah.
And it's not about that.
And I think, you know, not all of us celebrate Christmas in as a Christian holiday.
Yeah.
But I don't think it matters whether you're Christian or not. I see Christmas as a time to get together with family, with friends, just to be with people and to share and have a good time. So it doesn't mean that if you are not of the Christian religion that you can't enjoy this time to just get together, because really that's what it should be about.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, celebrating life and all the things that are good in life as well.
And appreciating, you know, the people that are in your life. That's, I think, more important than any gift under the tree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing this year, is just something really small.
Well, we're sticking with our $20 budget.
Brilliant.
That is it.
Good.
That is all we can buy for each other, $20 worth.
I think, and you've got to be,
and so they're just tiny little things, but they're things that, and while they're, you know, might be tat, but they're things that have a meaning behind it.
Yes.
You know, so you go, aha, giggle.
Yes.
So that's us. And so I have to go and now be a little bit creative.
Yes.
And see
what you can
what
find.
What I can find. Yes.
I'm not the best shopper. If I can avoid shopping, I will.
Yeah.
I've missed that chip. So, yeah, avoid the shops as much as I can. That's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely. And that is one thing I do thank some of the shops for, that are opening very, very late.
Yes.
Because that is the time.
Brilliant.
I'll go shopping.
Yes, me too.
Awesome. Right. Well, we best get ourselves off to the shop.
Mm,
and we'll indeed. See you the same time, same place next week.